Welcome to this beginner lesson on filling in Ableton Live 12 for that timeless roller momentum in jungle and old school drum and bass. Today we are not chasing flashy drum chaos, we are learning how to make fills feel like part of the groove, like they belong there, like they are pushing the tune forward without breaking the spell. Indeed, NB, a fill is not just extra notes, it is a moment of controlled energy. It can be a snare pickup, a tiny break edit, a reverse hit, a quick tom run, or even a short pause in the bass that makes the next bar hit harder. So the big idea here is simple. Keep the roller rolling. We want movement, but we want weight. We want tension, but we do not want to kill the hypnosis. Open Ableton Live 12 and start with a blank set. Set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That is a really nice middle ground for jungle, old school energy, and darker rollers. If you want a little heavier feel, 170 works well too. If you want to lean more classic and urgent, 174 is right in the zone. Now build a clean little session. Make separate tracks for drums, bass, and effects. For example, you can have one track for a break or drum loop, one for kick or extra drum layers, one for snare, one for hats or percussion, one for bass, and one for effects or atmosphere. Keeping things separated makes your workflow way easier once you start placing fills. For stock devices, keep it simple. Drum rack is great for one-shots. Simpler is perfect for slicing breaks. Operator gives you a clean sub. Wavebeatable can give you a darker restyle bass. EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, and Utility are the main support tools you will keep coming back to. These are the kinds of devices that help your fill work without muddying the low end. Now let's build the main groove first. This is important. Do not start with the fill. Start with the loop the fill is going to answer. If you are using a breakbeat, drag it into an auto track or slice it into a drum rack with slice to new MIDI track. If you are programming the drums from scratch, keep the pattern strong but not overcrowded. You want a kick pattern with movement, a snare that feels solid, some offbeat hats or percussion, and a few ghost notes for swing and character. For a beginner target, think about velocity like this. Kick somewhere around 90 to 115, snares around 110 to 127, and ghost notes much quieter, around 20 to 50. That velocity contrast is part of the character. Old school jungle and roller drums breathe, because not every hit is the same. If you are using a break, do not over-quantize it. Let a little human feel remain. In DNB, a tiny bit of looseness can make the whole thing feel more alive. You can use the groove pool or nudge a few hits slightly if needed. Add EQ8 to your drum bus or break track. Trim unnecessary low end below about 30 to 40 Hz. If the break is muddy, gently reduce somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If the hats are sharp or tiring, watch the 7 to 10 kHz range. The goal is not to sterilize the drums. The goal is to make room for the sub and to keep the loop clean enough for fills to punch through. Now add the bass. This is where a lot of beginners accidentally make the track too busy. Your bass should support the drums, not wrestle them. For this style, a short rhythmic bassline works really well. It should be repetitive enough to hypnotize, but it should leave small gaps. Those gaps are what make the fills feel bigger. If the bass is hitting constantly, the fill has nowhere to breathe. Try a clean sign sub and operator if you want the classic low-end foundation. Or use Wavebeatable if you want a darker Reese flavor with some detune and movement. Add a little saturator for weight, maybe just a few dB of drive. Use auto filter if you want motion, but keep the low end under control. The key move here is space. Leave a small silence in the bass where the fill will happen. Even a tiny break of a 16th or an 8th note can make the fill feel way more powerful. In drum and bass, space can hit harder than density. Now decide your phrase length. For a beginner, the easiest way to think about fills is in 1-bar chunks at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. So you might have bars 1 to 3 as your main groove, then bar 4 as your fill. Or you might build bars 1 to 7 as the groove and bar 8 as the stronger turnaround. This is where Ableton's arrangement view becomes really useful. You can see the phrase structure clearly, and that helps you stop thinking like a loop maker and start thinking like an arranger. Now we sequence the fill, and this is where the magic starts. The best DNB fills usually answer the groove instead of trying to overpower it. Think of it like call and response. The drums and bass establish the call, and a fill responds. That response can be the snare ghost pattern, a little break chop, a bass pause, or a filtered effects hit. A simple one-bar fill could look like this. At the start of the bar, keep the groove familiar. Then add one extra ghost snare in the middle. Maybe swap one kick or drum hit for a tom or a chopped break slice. Then end the bar with a short snare roll, a reverse hit, or a tiny crash into the next downbeat. A really effective beginner move is duplicate first, Edit second. Copy your main drum clip, then change only the last bar. That keeps the groove consistent and saves time. If you are working with audio breaks, split the clip at the bar line, duplicate the final bar, and rearrange a couple of slices by hand. Add one reversed fragment if you want tension. Small edits go a long way. Now shape that transition with Ableton stock devices. Add auto filter to the fill or to a duplicate fill layer. Sweep the cutoff upwards slightly as the fill approaches the next bar. You do not need a huge dramatic sweep. Even a subtle move can make the phrase feel like it is leaning forward. Add a bit of saturator if the fill needs more bite. Maybe just a small amount of drive. Use utility to keep the low end centered and mono, especially below roughly 120 Hz. That is really important in DNB. You want your fill effects to feel wide and exciting, but the sub and core impact need to stay focused. A very strong beginner automation trick is this. Slightly close the bass filter during the fill, then open it back up on the next downbeat. That makes the drop back into the groove feel bigger without adding more notes. It is a simple move, but it sounds intentional and professional. Now here is a big DNB lesson. Make the fill work with the bass, not against it. If the bass is active on every strong beat, the fill can feel crowded. So create a small pocket. Remove one bass note in the last half of the fill bar. Let the drum edit breathe there. Then bring the bass back hard on the next bar. That contrast is the whole point. The drums get busier right before the phrase turns, while the bass simplifies a little so the return feels heavier. That is a classic roller move. Also, do not overfill every phrase. This is one of the most common beginner mistakes. If every four bars is packed with a huge drum solo, the track stops breathing. Instead, keep your smaller fill at bar 4 and save a stronger version for bar 8. That way the arrangement evolves, without losing the hypnotic loop feel. You can create variation in really small ways. Swap the last snare for a tom. Add one reversed cymbal. Move one kick slightly earlier. Drop out the hats for half a bar. Remove the bass for one beat and slam it back in. These tiny changes give the tune shape without destroying the roller. If your fill feels rushed, remove one event before adding more. That is a really useful producer habit. In DNB, subtraction often makes the groove hit harder than extra density. Let's talk about workflow for a second, because this matters a lot in Ableton. Group your drums into a drum bus and your bass into a bass bus. Rename clips clearly, like main loop, fill 1, fill 2. Color code the fills differently from the main loop. If you build a fill you really like, consolidate it so you can reuse it later. That is how you work fast. You are not reinventing the wheel every four bars. You are building a small library of useful phrase endings. A really good testing method is to loop just the last two bars and compare three versions. No fill, fill only, and fill plus automation. That makes it much easier to hear whether the change actually improves momentum. Ask yourself, does the groove still roll, or did the fill break the vibe? If you want a darker or heavier DNB feel, keep the fill more percussive than melodic. Jungle and old-school textures often work best when the fill sounds like rhythm, not like a big musical statement. A short snare roll, a low tom layer, a chopped break fragment, or a reverse break slice can feel massive without cluttering the track. You can also use drum bus on the drum group, if you want a bit more body and snap. Keep it moderate. If your fill sounds too clean, a touch of saturation or drum bus processing can help bring out that gritty old-school character. Another powerful idea is the negative space fill. Instead of adding more, remove something. Mute the hats for half a bar. Let the bass step back. Remove one drum layer. Sometimes the reed entry is what creates that excitement. As you build your arrangement, think in 8-bar phrases. Bars 1 to 8 can establish the groove. Then add a small variation. Later, add a stronger turnaround. That kind of structure gives the listener repetition for hypnosis and enough change to stay locked in. So here is your practice challenge. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Make a 2-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and hats. Add a simple sub or re-space with short notes. Duplicate it until you have 8 bars. In bar 4, create a subtle 1-bar fill using one ghost snare, one break chop, and one reverse hit. In bar 8, make a stronger version by removing one bass note and adding a short snare roll. Then automate auto filter so the fill opens slightly into the next phrase. When you listen back, focus on one question. Does the fill support the momentum, or does it interrupt it? That is the roller mindset. To wrap it up, remember this. In drum and bass, a fill should increase energy, not destroy the groove. Build the core loop first. Place fills at phrase endings. Use small drum edits, bass pauses, and subtle automation. Keep the sub controlled, keep the drums human, and make the transition intentional. If the fill makes the next bar feel bigger and keeps the tune moving, you're sequencing in a proper DNB way. Lock that in, save your best edits, and keep building your own little fill library. That is how you go from loop maker to arranger.